Once again, time for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in Madison. And just want to say we have Grandpa and Grandma in the studio.
That's right. Our names have changed.
The first time Grandpa and Grandma's. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What's it feel like?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It is good. I always heard that, and I was trying to imagine it beforehand, and now that we're here, it's better than I expected it to be. Yep.
So do you feel old now that you can be called Grandpa and Grandma?
You know, it doesn't affect me like that. I'm just so excited to be a grandma. I don't care what that means.
Yeah. Old is how you act, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. We're young.
Yep. So there you go. Another stage of life here.
Would you believe I had kids when I was 12?
Nope.
Okay, well.
You know, when I vision grandma, I vision, you know, my grandma at whatever age.
Yeah, my grandparents were old, too.
And then, you know, I look at you guys and I go, not grandpa and grandma.
Hey, we're just kids,
That's right.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep us updated on that. So, all right. Well, appreciate you guys coming in. And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, it's been a while since Teresa and I have been here together with illnesses and busyness and all that. We thought we'd get a little bit, meatier topic today. PCI compliance.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Woohoo!
PCI. PCI compliance.
What's that stand for?
Wow.
Payment card industry. So your credit cards. You know, and it affects all of us. It really does. So,
but really, this is more geared toward the business owners in the area.
Yes and no. If you go to businesses that you use your credit card at, there's some concerns. And I just wanted to kind of alert people. This is something that we've been involved heavily with a lot of businesses lately, and continue to help with compliance and making sense of this muddle. I guess you could say. So, Teresa, we recently did a PCI compliance, stuff with you, and tell me what your experience was with it.
Well, I was told that we have to do some PCI compliance stuff, and so I worked with this company to make it happen.
Wow.
I have a secret.
Okay.
I have a secret to tell you.
All right. You're going to tell us?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff in my job that I do. Now, I'm not a tech. I've told you that before.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I hire all these smart people. There are things I do every day. I have no idea what they are. Like router configuration. I know that's really important, and we do it all the time. I have no idea what that means. I will say things and talk about things, and I know the lingo. So, when something like PCI compliance comes up, I'm like, yeah, that's important. It has something to do with credit cards, and we need to be PCI compliant. And then I just leave it at that, because I lump it into another pile of things that I don't really need to know much about that.
Right.
Well, thanks for the confession there,
Tom. Yeah, yeah.
But I do know that it's important, and that it's very important for businesses.
Yeah. Let's break that down then, John, PCI compliance. If I'm a business owner, how can you help me with that, or what is that?
There are standards that are required by the credit card industry. There's four different levels of, most businesses out here don't do a million transactions a day, so that's one and two. There's a few businesses that maybe do 20,000 a day. That would be.
So we're talking about a business that is set up to take your credit card when you purchase something in the store.
And there's a process to doing that correctly, so there's no, and the credit card companies require you to follow these standards. Level four is, 99% of the businesses around here would be like level four, which is you sign up for a service. There's many companies that provide the service. You fill out a questionnaire saying, this is how our process works. This is about our network. And then with that information, then they'll log into your company's website. They'll basically try to hack you. See, and either give you a pass or a fail. And if you fail, they'll tell you where you failed, and then you have to fix it. And if you pass, then you're good.
Okay.
And
so like, what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. How would I fail?
If they check and find out that your network is an open network, or people can walk in and easily hack credit card information from your computer, your point of sale computer. You know, there's different pieces. You know, to compliance. Basically, it makes sure you have a secure network. You know, that your network is not easily accessible from people that shouldn't be on it.
Okay.
How do you protect your cardholder data? You know, do people give you a slip of paper with a credit card number on and you just put it on your desk? Or, you know, is it
so like
process?
When I take credit cards, I can see the number. I can type the number in or swipe the card or whatever, and then it's in the system. But when I look back, it only shows the last four digits of it.
Right, and that's because of your point of sale system. It only allows you to see that. So you, even though you are the business owner, you are the you know, the access control manager for our business for credit card information. You don't have access to all that information. That's part of the compliance. Those are all built in there. So if you have somebody that, you know, say they have an RSI backup and they're you're paying.
I have somebody who uses, you know, they want every month, they want their credit card to be billed, but I have to you know, call them every month and get the code, that three digit code on the back. I could write it down somewhere,
but that would be against the policy.
So I have to call and get that and get that approval so that it can happen every month.
So that's all. That's all part of it. Also, you know, who's in control of receiving the card? How many people are there? How many, you know? And then a regular test, you know, maybe monthly, maybe half a year. Come in there and make sure that there hasn't been any changes. And then randomly, every 6 months, they'll come back and test you out of the blue and see if you're compliant.
These companies that you work with. Are we one of those companies?
We are not a testing company. We are, you know, so the company that you signed up with to get PCI compliance, that is between you and that company. But when you are like, I have no idea why I didn't pass this test.
I got this big questionnaire and I just gave it to Mike to fill out I didn't understand a lot of the questions.
And that's what people do. They'll contact us and say, hey, I've got this PCI compliance questionnaire here, and I don't understand any of it. Can you guys help us? And some cases it's a router that isn't configured properly, or maybe it is too old, too small.
A router that's not configured for that router configuration.
Yeah, I had to get back to that. it's all part of the deal, and that's one of the things that we have to, you know, work with customers to do.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. That's for sure. A lot of things goes on behind the scenes you don't really know about when you go in and you see somebody's you know, credit card machine there. And
right. You just kind of assume that your credit card information is safe.
Right.
But
That's interesting, John.
Yeah. And so I thought it'd be interesting to just talk about some ways that people are stealing credit card data.
All right.
In light of this.
All right.
So here's a situation. So you are out to eat supper. You and I are out to eat supper.
Oh, good.
And
does that happen?
Is it a nice place?
It's a very nice place. Except the waitress, when I give her credit card, give her my credit card, she goes away and, you know, she swipes it like she normally does, you know, in the dark or in the thing. But she has a little piece along with her that it's called a scammer or skimmer.
Yep.
And she can get that credit card information and just saves it on this little device. Oh. And then a couple of weeks from now, all of a sudden our card gets hit by somebody. Now, again, I'm not saying that people around here do that, but this is the way people
go to that restaurant.
This is the way people, you know, so it's important as the owner of the restaurant to make sure your employees are monitored. That's part of the compliance thing. Okay. It happens all the time. Another common thing is where people will put their own little skimmer onto the company's credit card scanner. You know, like we go in there and somebody gets distracted or, you know, makes a noise and the people aren't looking, and you just put your little device on there and come back and get it a couple weeks later, and you got all those credit cards.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
The most common way around here that I see is people with viruses on their computers when you do online transactions. Yep. That's the most common, far and away.
Okay.
And I couldn't find where this number came from, but Mike gave me a stat last week. He said the average, you know, of the scams, the phone scams and all that, of the average dollar amount in Minnesota now, he just read something, it was $430 mm-hmm. per scam. So it happens all the time. So,
and, you know, people don't get real bent out of shape. I mean, that's a lot of money, but it's not like it's going to break you and put you into, you know, huge right. amounts of debt. And so most people will just not follow up on that. Through.
So, okay. So compliance is important. If you have questions, you know, bottom line, if you have questions, call. Be careful, be safe. Don't, you know, these, that's cash.
And so what if we're not PCI compliant? I mean, can I just say, hey, I don't want to call that company and tell them to get, do a search on me. I don't want to fill out this paperwork.
Then if somebody does get scammed and it's proven to be through your your bad compliance, you could become liable, your business, for for those losses. Right. So you don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good show.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun. So if people have questions, how can they get a hold of you, John?
Well, we'll switch it up here.
Okay.
Well, you call us. You can always call us at RSI here in Main Street, Madison at 320-698-4747.
Or in Milbank, call 605-438-4747.
That's right.
438. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you're in Milbank, South Dakota.
We're in Milbank. Yep, right on Highway 12.
Yep.
Good.
And always you can email us support at ruralsolutions.com. We're there to help.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bye, Paul.
All right. John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.